There is this offense right now in Kansas City that's just outside the top 10 now points per game because of...
I didn't check it after last night's game, but...
16-point performance. Yeah, I mean, last night was a terrible football game.
That game.
Dolphins got the win. Give them credit. Their season was on the line. They found a way to beat the Rams, who just had no answer for the Dolphins front. It was actually a really impressive win, I thought, for Miami. But no, the Chiefs, we know they've been carried by their defense at times. This offense, though, how do we judge them with the competition they're going to face? The Bills are a top 10 defense. But then they play a bunch of bad defenses.
Okay, so this is going to be a wild ride, Chiefs fans. And I thought that it was better that we just prepare you now, because I think week to week, you're going to be like, what the hell am I watching? Right now, the Chiefs are the 11th ranked offense in the NFL from a points per game perspective. They are either, for the rest of the season, going to face one of the five best defenses in the league or one of the five worst, with literally one exception. That's it. The Bills are a really good defense. They currently rank 9th. They were in the top 5 a couple of weeks ago. They're in that same range. They're one of the better defenses in the league. Panthers rank 32nd. Raiders rank 30th. The Browns are in the bottom 10. And then outside of that, they face the number 1 ranked Chargers, number 2nd ranked Steelers, number 4th ranked Broncos in points per game. I don't know how week to week we're going to be guessing about what the Chiefs offense looks like, because legitimately, they either face one of the five worst defenses in the league or one of the five best.
But in a way,
it's going to be hard to get a test on them, isn't it?
Isn't that a pretty good test, though? I get to face the number 1 defense, the number 2 defense, and number 4 defense, and a top 10
this one.
The rest of the way. And, I mean, I think that's a pretty good test.
The only mediocre one is the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, and then not to mention going back to what we were discussing, 5 minutes ago, which is also what the offense's playoff time may be different. When does Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt work hand to hand? Is that going to be the Raiders game? Is that going to not be until Christmas Day or whatever against the Texans or against the Steelers? I'm sorry. Like, maybe, I don't know. That's when we'll have the full test. So I agree. We may not have the full idea of what they're going to be in the playoffs until much later in the year, but not just because of competition, just because of, are they all on the field and available? I mean, the Chiefs, if they keep winning, they're going to slow play, as they should, bringing back a Minnehue and slow play bringing back Isaiah Pacheco, because there will be no reason.
You think the more they win,
push,
the less likely those guys come back sooner?
I think you would have to, right? You would have to be a little more patient. There's nothing that's pressing. You don't want to rush anybody anyway. It's all about the postseason, but especially in a year in which I told you, if they beat Buffalo and they've got a big lead over them for the one seed, we know the Ravens one seed conversation's over. The Texans aren't a factor in the one seed. Then it would really just be the Steelers. Maybe they're playing on Christmas Day against Pittsburgh, and we're talking about being for the number one seed. I don't know. I just don't think Pittsburgh's going to, in my opinion, go the next 5 weeks and not lose a game.
I really feel like the way this is going to go is, and I can just forward predict it, so just prepare yourself for these conversations with your coworkers, with us, whatever, is for the next 3 weeks, you're going to be like, oh, Chiefs offense fixed. Problem solved. They get shootouts with the Bills all the time. The Bills are a good defense, but they're not like an elite level defense. They're susceptible to the run, right? So like, they're, for the next 3 weeks, you're going to be like, okay, offense got a little something going. Now I can feel it. Look at DeAndre Hopkins go, the rushing attack. Pacheco's getting ready to come back. And then for the rest of the season, you're going to be like, are they broken? Like, did something go wrong? Because 3 of the final weeks, they're going to face 3 of the top 4 scoring defenses in the league right now. And it's no longer a small sample size by NFL standards. We're halfway through the season. You have started to become what you are. Like, not firmly, not without their land. Someone's going to be like, the Broncos are the 4th best after giving up 41 to the Ravens 2 weeks ago. I'm like, yeah. Every other week, they give up 15, 16, like they did to the Chiefs. Offensively is where they're losing games, not defensively. And so I think it's going to be a really hard test going into the postseason, where this whole story is, I think we're going to get into week 1 of the postseason for the Chiefs. Let's just call it the divisional round, because I don't think they're playing the wild card round right now. And you're going to be like, are they good on offense, or are they just fine? Because being 11th is you're good gold, but you're fine, right? You're like, you're a good offense, but you're going to be of the 14 playoff teams, the 7th or 8th best offense realistically. 6th best offense realistically. Versus if they go through these defenses, they actually do score on some of these. Well, I might be feeling completely different about this team in a hurry.
What are so that's the defense. I'm curious, out of the current playoff picture, where are the offensive ranks for some of these teams? So we know Kansas City's like 10th points per game. They would right now be the number 1 seed. The Baltimore Ravens are currently not leading the AFC North, right? So go here are the teams that you have. Can we go through that? Because I'm curious.
You tell me the team, and I'll tell you where they're ranked points per game offensively.
The Chiefs are 11th, right?
Yep.
Okay. Bills.
They're better than Kansas City. They're third.
Third. Steelers.
They are 12th, right behind Kansas City.
Texans.
They are actually worse than you think. 17th.
Ravens. One, right?
That's the number one offense in the league.
Chargers.
That's actually one of the worst offenses in the league, I would bet.
But number one defense.
19th.
Right? Okay, 19th offense, number one defense. Broncos will be the seventh seed right now.
The Broncos are
fourth defense.
22nd ranked offense.
And then if you're right outside the Colts and Bengals, 8-9.
Yeah, those teams, Colts, again, probably have one of the worst offenses in the league. They are 18th.
Bengals probably top five still.
Yeah, Bengals are way up there. Sixth.
Okay. I'm just curious. That's offensively, because we talk about the defensive stats.
It's funny because like the balance lands with Buffalo. We circle right back around to like, who are the teams that are essentially top 10 at both consistently? It's Kansas City and it's Buffalo. And if you want to extend it to the NFC, it's Detroit. Like that, I mean, that's end of list almost. Yep. I'm not like being.
Well, look at, I mean, if you were to go on FanDuel and look at who has the best odds to win, some of the best odds to win the Super Bowl. Obviously, the Chiefs and Lions are at the top of the list. The Ravens have slightly better odds still than the Bills, even though Buffalo would be the two seed right now. But they still believe in Baltimore because of what Lamar Jackson has done. He's obviously been playing at a very, very high, very, very high level.
I'm a little bit surprised that the Steelers are as high as they are, given the not necessarily
last couple weeks they've been
criticism, but you look at them scoring 28 against the Commanders, and Russ has played pretty well. George Pickens is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Mike Tomlin, I'm more and more proof of how great of a head coach he is. We were critical of the decision as well.
I couldn't understand.
He's the second best coach in the league behind Andy Reid. They're right there.
People in Pittsburgh didn't like the move from Fields back to Russ, and it's obviously clearly was the right decision.
Yep.
It makes it look, Russ's time in Denver even crazier. Like, you couldn't get anything out of him. Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith. Yes, Arthur Smith is their OC. Is out here making Russ look good again.
I think it helps when your coach isn't screaming at you on every play. Like Sean Payton, you could just tell from the jump, didn't like Russell Wilson at all. I think that whole thing just...
Yeah, they didn't like each other.
It was sour from the beginning.
It was never Sean Payton's guy.
Yeah.
And so half the battle of working with somebody at the quarterback spot is...
It makes him look bad.
It does, but I will say the saving grace for him, I guess, at all, is just that Bo Nix has looked pretty competent.
Yeah.
You know, like if Bo Nix would have stunk as well, then it would have been clear as day, like, no, this is definitely a you problem. It already is rough with what Russ is doing, but I think Bo Nix being decent his rookie year is maybe help save face a little bit if you're Sean Payton.
I know he hasn't won a Super Bowl in a really long time, too, Mike Tomlin, same to Sean Payton. But, like, the difference in quality and coach to me there is so obvious.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Tomlin has no down years. It doesn't matter if it's Mason Rudolph or some other quarterback you've never heard
He's
of.
He's never missed the playoffs, right?
He's never been below 500.
Yeah.
He's never been below 500 once.
It's crazy.
Once! Andy Reid was below 500 once in Kansas City. Do you know how hard it is to have that level of consistency for that length of time at an NFL level in which you've never, outside of the first 2 years you were a quarterback, had top 10 quarterback
play? You can almost just say that's the Steeler way. They only have three coaches in their team's history.
Yeah,
it's lunch pail stuff. It's
patient
crazy.
Organization, the Rooney family, very patient.
Yeah.
Hell of a head coach. It's so weird, though, because you will talk to people that work in Pittsburgh in sports media, and it's everybody acknowledges what you just said, but then at the same time, it's like nobody also thinks like this year's team either is like going to the Super Bowl and winning. It's that weird spot. Like, there's plenty of franchises would kill to have consistent 10 years in a row playoff appearances, but at the same time, here in the last 5 years, and I don't know if you guys agree for this year, does anybody actually still think the Steelers are going to like an AFC title game or winning a Super Bowl?
I'm happy to have a longer discussion on it, but no.
Super Bowl, probably not, but I don't know. Yeah. The AFC, as long as they keep they've looked better, I think, I would say that's
defense
not necessarily out of the cards, I guess, at this point.
We'll talk more about this maybe with our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino, here in 8 minutes or so.